Well, November's arrived. We didn't know what was coming way back when it started. We can't see where it's going. We can see where we've been, and last week we looked at Remembrance Day. What it means to remember. So this week we're going to look ahead to the future. We learn from the past, but we look ahead to the future. And the Bible says a lot about our future, you know. It speaks about future things from Genesis to Revelation. There's seven verses to think about. In James 4, 13 to 16, it says, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this and that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All boasting is evil." That's James 4, 13 to 16. So it gives us a thought. He says, you know, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We have indications. We have ideas. We learn from the past. We can see ahead. You know, experience and different things are showing us, but we don't know what's going to come. You know. So we can't speak with certainty because we're not sure what's going to come. And he says that God sees as presumptuous and presuming. You know, presuming on his grace, you know. So often, you know, people, my wife Bonnie always says, "So what are you going to do today?" And I said, "I don't know. I know when the phone rings." So you don't have to be quite that bad. You can make plans. But you don't honestly know. Often we say by this such and such a date we're going to do this, and such and such a date we're going to do that, and this is going to happen. And we don't know. So he said, pay attention. James says, you know, just slow down. If God wills it, it'll be. That doesn't mean you have to be a fatalist. It simply means you have to recognize that we're not in charge. God is. We have indications of what it is he wants, where it is he puts us. The doors will open and doors will close and opportunities will come and we can accomplish a lot. But we can't know. But we can go forward in faith.